20 minutes just to get dressed. What does she do? I make it 5 minutes flat. Well,
any little boy can get dressed in 5 minutes flat, dear. The difference is the girls wash.
So, 35 extra minutes just to wash. How can he get so dirty just sleeping?
Never mind, Jeff.
Where's the man at the Cribside Manor?
Your father is in his office taking a look at Eddie Barkley.
What's the matter with Chicken Barkley?
Honestly, you and your vulgar nicknames. I'm with you, Mary. Now, we'll know that just as soon as your father's had time to examine.
Well, Dad will take time for that.
Gee, I wish he could take just a little bit of time and spend it with us.
Yeah.
You know, I've about given up hope that Dad will ever be able to take me skiing.
Well, your father's a very busy man.
Well, you know Grace McLean's father? He takes her up to Mount Owens practically every weekend.
Well, Mr. McLean's a schoolteacher with a 5-day week. Your father's a pediatrician with an 8-day week.
Well, if Dad had any free time, he wouldn't spend it skiing. He'd teach me how to play chess. Now, there's a game you'd like. There's men in it.
You know something, Jeff? If we ever get up to Mount Owens, oh, you're going to make a great, abominable snowman.
All right, you two, stop squabbling.
We're not squabbling. According to one of Dad's medical books, this is known as sibling rivalry. It happens in the best of families.
Thank you, Sigmund Freud.
So what do you call it when every other kid in town sees more of him than we do?
Oh, no, Mary.
I remember once, 2 years ago, I spent a whole half an hour with Dad. I sprained my ankle and he was taping it.
Now listen, you two. Your father would rather spend time with you than do anything else, but it just so happens that he's a very bit...
Is you all ready?
No, but I've got a 3-minute breakfast break. Thermometer's in his mouth.
What's the matter with Chicken Barkley?
Stop using that name.
I haven't found a thing so far. Boy seems perfectly sound, but he claims he feels terrible.
Dad, will you take me up skiing this weekend?
Gosh, Mary, I...
You're going to be too busy teaching me how to play chess, aren't you, Dad?
Well, Jeff, I...
Don't bother your father. He's only got 3 minutes to finish his breakfast. Well, we have to get going anyway, but I'm going to take it up with you again tonight.
Me too, so you better practice up on your chess. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Jeff.
Well... You know that father-son shindig the Boy Scouts had last night?
Yeah.
Well, I was the only father there whose legs got whistled at.
Oh, hon, I'm sorry you had to fill in for me, but, well, you know how things get at the hospital. You know.
Oh, well, that's all right. But Jeff thinks he'd have won that teepee building contest if you'd been there to hold the poles for him.
Really? Well, next year I'll just have to make it. You know, sometimes I feel like a total stranger to my children. Just a spectator watching them grow up.
Look, honey, I've got a wonderful idea.
Oh, what?
Let's take the kids and go out of town for the weekend.
What, just close up shop? Are you kidding?
Well, just for the weekend. Look, we could go to Mount Owens. You could ski with Mary and play chess with Jeff. And in the evening, we could sit in front of a big fireplace.
Oh, darling, stop dreaming. I can't just lock up and leave like a banker or something. I'm a doctor, remember?
Well, but doctors take trips just like other people. Bert Bowen gets away all the time.
Well, Bo's work is different. All an obstetrician has to do is deliver babies.
And me or nothing?
Well, a lot easier to guess when a baby will arrive than to guess when some 6-year-old will fall out of a tree or contract mumps and need me. Oh, speaking of needing me... Better get back before my patient gets impatient.
Dr. Bolin, please. Hello, Bo? How would Hildale's most elusive bachelor like a good home-cooked meal tonight? Wonderful. Of course I have an ulterior motive.
Bye-bye, Janet. Everything's just fine. Give me a call, Mrs. Lindley, if anything crops up again.
Dinner will be ready in a half hour, and Bo's coming.
Good.
Will you be through?
Mm-hmm. I just have to look over the Cooper baby and give him his 3-way shot. What's up?
Look, I want Alex to be free for the weekend so that we can all go to Mount Owens. Now, Could you take his calls for him?
Is that all? Of course I will.
Are you sure it won't mess up your weekend?
Well, I've got a date, but she won't mind. If I have any calls, she can wait in the car. She's, intoxicated with my personality.
Oh. Well, now, we've got only one problem. You know how Alex hates to impose upon his friends, so I don't know quite how to tell him about
it. You leave it to old Bo. I'll make him think he's doing me a favor.
Oh, good.
Hi, Uncle Bo. Hi, Mom.
Hi,
Annie. Mary. Look, I've got wonderful news. We're all going to Mount Owens for the weekend.
Well, how terrific. Oh, but what about Dad's patients?
Oh, it just so happens that a very talented obstetrician is going to take his calls.
Oh, Uncle Bo, you're dreamy. Oh, Mother, are we really going?
Yes, on Friday. Now, look, we'll rent a cabin at Timberline Village.
Well, hey, that's where the McLeans are staying.
Oh, really?
Yes. Can I phone for the reservations?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. But be sure to get a cabin with a fireplace in it, because I want to enjoy this trip, too.
Okay.
Uncle Bo. Mom.
Hi.
And the queen of the cuisine. I hear you flung card sauce in cooking class today.
All right, smarty. Am I just interested to know that this family is going to Mount Owens for the weekend? And I'm phoning for the reservations, and I'm going to ask for a hard bed. Just for you.
But not Owens. Well, hey, Mom, that's not fair. If Dad's gonna be free, what about my chess?
Well, now, don't quote me, but I think he'll be very happy to spend part of his free time over a chessboard with you. Now, what kept you so late?
Oh, that bully, Sloppy Callahan. He was beating up on another little kid, and the bunch of us had to break it up.
You look like you handled it pretty well. You're not even mussed up.
I dazzled him with footwork. Hey, Mary, you better give me a decent bed.
What a wonderful boy. You know, he's sort of a young me.
Oh, if you just had a little more self-confidence, you could rule the world.
Well, I hope you two are properly impressed with me. According to Mrs. Cooper, I just gave a three-way shot to the future president of the United States. What do you say to that, delivery boy?
I think that's something. I'll be able to walk up to him and say, Mr. President, I once slapped you on the bottom. Ah, you're lucky to have such a great wife, Alex. And that reminds me of a favor I'd like to ask you.
If you want to borrow her, the answer is no.
No, not quite that. Weekend after next, could you handle my calls?
Oh, sure. What's up?
Well, I've got a date upstate with a blonde. Oh, I don't think you'll have any calls. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't. That's one good thing about being an obstetrician. You can make plans, you know. I can make dates months in advance.
In other words, your pickups don't conflict with your delivery.
That's right. Oh, and Alex, any time that I can take over for you, why, just say the word.
Oh, thanks, Bo.
I don't envy you being on call day and night. No, sir. So any time I can take over for a weekend, why, just say the word.
Well, say the word. How about this weekend? We could go up to Mount Owens.
Oh, that's what all this has been leading up to. Hmm? Mount Owens.
That's right. Now, can we go?
Not this weekend. Not a chance.
Bo said he'd take your calls for you.
Yes, I gathered that. No, that'd be fine if that were the only problem, but it's not. No, I'm a witness on a traffic case for Hilldale's most important banker.
George Heiser?
Oh, is that this Saturday? Mm.
Well, what's it all about?
Oh, George and I were going over to Woodville, and he got a ticket for going through a red light out by the old racetrack.
Ah, I remember that light. All my horses used to stop at it.
Well, anyway, the light was just changing as we went through, so George is going to fight it.
Even if it costs us our weekend?
It's a matter of principle with him.
Oh. Hello? Oh, yes, yes. Bo, it's for you.
Oh. Oh, girls, girls, girls. Hello? What? Mrs. Harper's there. Oh, but she's not due until... What? Came in with a police escort. Holy smoke, I'll be right there. I knew I couldn't trust that woman. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Bo.
Oh, I'm sure glad you talked to me before you told the kids.
Well,
about the weekend?
The weekend?
Yes. They thought I was taking them someplace, and then I had to disappoint them. You know how rough that would be.
Listen, I got it. It's cabin 32, and it's got a fireplace and everything. Listen, I'm going to go up and find my snow things.
Me too, and I'm going to get the chest shot out. We're going to have a ball.
Well, Alex, it just...
Darling, you know, there's nothing I'd like better than a couple of days with my children. And a couple of nights with you in front of a big fire, but we can't do it. Not this weekend.
Well, Alex, what are you going to tell the children?
What am I going to do?
That, you know, there's nothing worse than making a promise that you can't keep.
That's right, So you tell them.
Me? Huh? But how can I?
There's only one way for a brave person to face a difficult task, and that's to do it.
For a brave person, sure, but what about us cowards? Hello, Mr. Heiser.
Well, hello, Mrs. Stone. Come in, come in. It's nice to see you. Won't you sit down?
Well, I can only stay a minute. I just want to stop in and wish you luck in court on Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I'm a man who just doesn't want to be taken advantage of.
I don't blame you.
And that ticket was unjust. The light hadn't turned to red when I went through. Alex is with me. He knows.
Yes, indeed. He's your witness.
In fact, if I hadn't had all that money, I wouldn't have signed the citation. I'd have made him drive me right down to the station.
Money in the car?
Yes, the lumber company payroll. Had it in a satchel. That's where I was going when they stopped me.
Oh, well, I think it's just inspiring to see a man stand up for his rights no matter what it costs.
Costs?
Well, so many people wouldn't have the courage in your position to put their reputation on the block like that.
My reputation on the block?
Well, they'd rather pay the fine to keep out of the newspapers. Oh, you're a fighter, aren't you?
Well, I pride myself a... newspaper? I don't think they'd be interested in a traffic case.
With a man like you involved? Oh, you're too modest, Mr. Heiser. The Sentinel loves a story like this.
The Sentinel?
It did happen near the racetrack, didn't it?
Well, yes, the old racetrack. It's been closed for years, of course.
The way the Sentinel makes up headlines, it's just a shame. They'll probably print something utterly ridiculous like... banker nabbed near racetrack with a satchel full of money or something.
Oh, no, they couldn't print a thing like that. That's libel. Well, I guess they could say that I was...
nabbed. Banker nabbed near racetrack with a satchel full of money.
Yes, well...
And you know how people are. They never read the whole story. They just look at the headlines and run for the bank. Oh, I do admire your courage, Mr. Heiser. Well, I've got to be running along now. Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. Goodbye. George Heiser dropped the case.
Really?
Get over it. George Heiser, of all people, backing down like that.
Well, I wonder what happened. Did he say why he changed his mind?
No, just said he'd been thinking it over and decided that a traffic ticket like that wasn't worth wasting his time with.
Hmm.
Said he just went quietly down to see the judge this afternoon, paid his fine, went home. Well, do you realize what this means? We can go away for the weekend after all.
And isn't it lucky I didn't speak to the children?
Mm-hmm. Well, the way things are working out for us, I feel like I've got a guardian angel standing right beside me. With a dinner plate in her hand. I know you went to the bank.
Hi.
Hi, darling. Taking all this?
Oh, we probably need everything. You remember this?
Yeah, of course I do. I bought a few on our honeymoon. You look mighty cute in it. Still do.
Thank you, sir. Seems to me there was something about this hat I didn't like.
Huh?
Well, how'd it go this afternoon?
Oh, you went over to the Barclays again. Letty's still sick in bed. I just can't quite figure this thing out. The boy seems perfectly healthy, and yet he complains about pain in a dozen places.
Maybe he's faking.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, anyway, I think he'll be up tomorrow.
Well, then our weekend's all set. Except for about 5 million odds and ends I've got left to do. Oh. No, not another interruption. Excuse me. Oh, hello, Marge. Come on in.
Hi. Say, I just finished this salad mold for the club luncheon on Saturday.
It's beautiful.
I don't have room for it in my refrigerator, so I brought it on over here to see if you could put it in yours.
Well, yes, we can find room someplace.
Good.
But I'll have to take it to Peg Draper's tomorrow.
Peg Draper's.
Because we're going out of town for the weekend tomorrow afternoon.
Honey, you're not going anywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, Peg Draper isn't having the luncheon this month. She's out of town. You're having it right here.
But nobody said a word to me about it.
Well, didn't Alex give you the message? I called. Alex.
Sorry, hon. I've got to run to my office. A man's life may depend on it. Mine.
Did you take Marge's call?
Yeah, I'm afraid I did.
Oh, honey, why didn't you tell me about it?
Well, I'm sorry, hon, but I had to go out right after that, and I just completely forgot.
Honestly, if you can't trust your doctor these days, who can you trust?
Now, what are we going to do? We've made all the reservations, the plan. We can't call it off and disappoint the children.
Oh, all right. I guess I can have the luncheon this month.
Oh, Marge, beautiful. I promise to have it next time. You sure it's all right now? It isn't too much trouble.
If you call the girls. I phoned them once to change it to your house. 25 of them.
Oh, I'll do it with pleasure. Thanks, dear.
The next case of colic in your family is on me.
Don't you forget it. Have a good time.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye, Marge. Well, everything worked out fine after all. Well, I'll be home about 6, dear. Starving. What's for dinner?
Anything you can find in the refrigerator, because I'm going to be busy from now until midnight on the telephone.
Boy, today's the day.
Right. Now, you two hurry home right after school. We want to leave about 5 o'clock.
And if there are any fights, let someone else stop them. You get home.
There won't be any fights today. Sloppy Callahan's moving to California permanently.
Well, who's Sloppy Callahan?
He's just a character in my class. Always beating up on kids smaller than he is.
Sounds like a good guy to get rid of.
Yeah, when he told us yesterday, I could hardly keep from cheering. So I just applauded a little.
Now, remember, when you get home, I want you to help pack the car. Oh, we've got so much stuff, I don't know how we're going to find room for everybody.
Well, Grace McLean and her folks asked me to ride up with them. Could I?
Well...
Oh, please, Mother, Grace and I have so much to talk about, and, well, then you'll have room for the luggage.
Oh, I think that'll be all right.
Wonderful.
Sergeant Stone speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Barkley. How's the boy?
Old Chicken Barkley again.
I wish you wouldn't use that nickname.
It's not a nickname. It's a description. I'm off to Hall's Learning.
I see. Any temperature?
Mom, I hope you'll have time to fix that rip in my ski pants.
Yes.
Oh, I'll take the time. It's in a critical spot.
All right, Mrs. Barkley. I'll make it my first house call this afternoon. Yes. Right. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
I hate to say this, honey, but we may not be able to go after all.
Oh, Alex. Why not?
Little Eddie Barkley again. His mother says he's sicker than ever.
Which isn't sick at all, you said.
Not so far as I could see yesterday, and there's nothing in the lab tests. So I'm up a tree. If I can't diagnose it, I won't throw it in Beau's lab.
What have you been giving him?
Placebo.
What's that?
Oh, big red sugar pill. It tastes fine, makes the patient happy. I didn't want to give him anything else. He seems so normal.
He's always seemed healthy to me.
Well, he's healthy, all right. A little small for his age, maybe, but healthy.
He is small for his age, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, bye, honey.
Bye.
Look who came to see you, Edgar, dear. Mrs. Stone. Hello, Eddie.
Hi, Mrs. Stone.
Well, I know the doctor will be by later, but I just wanted to say hello and bring you something. Well, for later when you're feeling better.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
Oh, he
seemed just fine this morning. He ate a big breakfast. But after breakfast, he complained about the pains again.
Did the doctor give you some pills yesterday?
Yeah, big red ones.
Well, when they cure you, those pills will cure you all at once, just like that. You'll see. Oh, by the way, Jeff said to say hello.
Okay.
And he was telling me that one of the boys in your class moved away this morning.
Who?
A boy by the name of Callahan. Sloppy Callahan, I think it was.
He did? Sloppy Callahan left town?
And all the way to California for good.
Gee!
Aren't you feeling better? You look a lot better to me.
Yeah, I'm all well. Hey, Mom, I'm all well.
Oh, now, now, be careful, dear. You may be weak.
I'm gonna watch TV for a while. When the kids get out of school, I'm gonna play football.
Oh, but wait. Oh, I think you'll be all right now, Mrs. Barkley.
It's just amazing.
Well, the doctor will be by in a little while. He can tell for sure.
Oh, the wonderful things that husband of yours does, Mrs. Stone.
Thank you.
Mother, have you seen my mittens? I can't find my mittens.
Look on the bed.
Well, they're not here. I'm sitting on the bed.
Try standing up.
Oh, oh yeah, thanks. I found them.
Hi.
I've just got one question, Dr. Stone. What did you do to the Barkley boy?
Who, me?
Yes, you. He was playing football in the yard. His mother said he got well while you were there.
Oh, well, you doctors don't know everything, you know. Oh, Mary, the McLeans are here.
I'm coming.
Have fun now. We'll be there about 7:30.
Okay. Oh, I hope I have some skiing in by then.
Is Grace a good skier?
Oh, she's great. You know, her brother taught her, and he's just the greatest.
Oh, is he going too?
No, he was up there last week, and he broke his leg. I'm using his ski. Bye-bye.
All packed?
Yes.
Good. Then all we have to do is load up the car and...
Yeah.
Where's Jeff?
Oh, he's in his room. He was packed hours ago.
Oh, good. Oh, just think. I won't have to answer a phone for 2 whole days. And I'll... What am I standing here for? Let's go.
Yeah. Come on, Jeff.
I'm coming.
Don't forget your chest set.
I've got it.
Well, snap to it, boy. Let's get this stuff in the car.
Jeff, do you feel all right?
I guess so.
Let me look at your face.
Matter, did he forget to wash behind his ears?
Dr. Stone, I think you'd better put that suitcase down and pick up your little black bag.
What?
Look.
Have I got something? Can I go? Can I play chess?
Nothing's going to stop you from playing chess, but, I'm afraid we're going to have to play it at home. My young friend, you've got chicken pox. He's fine. No fever. But 2 or 3 hours at a time is a lot of chess for me.
Oh,
is
he asleep?
Yeah, I'll find him.
What time is it?
9 o'clock. Oh. That takes care of our weekend. I had a hunch from the start it'd never work out. Well, I'll go call Beau and tell him to forget about it.
Wait. Now, what was it we were looking forward to anyway? Getting away from your work and all the telephone calls.
Sure, but with Jeff sick and bad, we should...
Come with me. Beau's going to take care of all of your patients and all of your calls. Jeff isn't very sick. The McLeans have offered to put up Mary for the weekend. And look. And here we are in our very own log cabin with our own fire. There won't be any interruptions.
You know, Mrs. Stone, you're a remarkable woman.
That's what my doctor says. I knew there was something about this hat I didn't like. Now, let's try that again.